Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ray Blades. Batting second. The shortstop, Spex Topperser. Batting third. The second baseman, Frankie Frisch. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Bottomley. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Billy Southworth. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Les Bell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob O'Farrell. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Taylor Douthat. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jesse Haynes. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Jesse Haynes. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Sparky Adams. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Pick. Batting third. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Riggs Stevenson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Clyde Beck. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sheriff Blake. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Sheriff Blake. And now, play ball. Ray Blades is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blades hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Spex Topperser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Topperser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Frisch. The throw from Hartnett and he is out, Beck applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Douthat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Pick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Frisch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Blades. Webb reaches second base with a double. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haynes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Southworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Southworth takes first base on ball 4. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Southworth moves to second. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Southworth tags and moves to third. Two outs. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Taylor Douthat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Douthat hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pick juggles the ball. That's an error on Pick. Southworth scores. O'Farrell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Jesse Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Topperser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frisch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett takes first base on ball 4. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hartnett moves to third. Sheriff Blake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blake hits a line drive to right field. Southworth throws towards third. Bell fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bell. Hartnett scores. Beck goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Cubs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haynes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ray Blades is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blades is 0-for-1 in the game. Blades hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adams misplays the ball. That's an error on Adams. Spex Topperser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Topperser is 0-for-1 in the game. Topperser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pick fields it and throws to first for the out. Blades moves to second. One out. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Frisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Blades moves to third. Two outs. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0-for-1 in the game. Bottomley takes first base on ball 4. Billy Southworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Southworth is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Southworth hits a pop-up towards short. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Pick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pick is 0-for-1 in the game. Pick strikes out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Webb takes first base on ball 4. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Topperser fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from O'Farrell and he is out, Frisch applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, O'Farrell hits a pop-up towards short. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taylor Douthat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Douthat is 0-for-1 in the game. Douthat takes first base on ball 4. Jesse Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 0-for-1 in the game. Haynes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevenson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Blades. Stevenson reaches second base with a double. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimm hits a line drive into left field. Blades settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Topperser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stevenson moves to third. Two outs. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Beck takes first base on ball 4. Sheriff Blake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blake is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blake hits a fly ball into center field. Douthat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ray Blades is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blades is 0-for-2 in the game. Blades hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spex Topperser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Topperser is 0-for-2 in the game. Topperser hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Beck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Frisch hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bottomley takes first base on ball 4. Blades moves to second. Billy Southworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Southworth is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Southworth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frisch fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Pick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pick is 0-for-2 in the game. Pick bunts towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Adams moves to second. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Webb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Adams scores. It's 3-1, Cubs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Webb moves to second. Two outs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haynes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 1. the Cardinals will come to bat. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Bell strikes out. One out. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. O'Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Taylor Douthat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Douthat is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Douthat takes first base on ball 4. O'Farrell moves to second. Jesse Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 0-for-2 in the game. Haynes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adams fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-2 in the game. Grimm hits a fly ball into left field. Blade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hartnett hits a fly ball into left field. Blade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Topperser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ray Blades is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blades is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blades hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Specs Topperser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Topperser is 0-for-3 in the game. Topperser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blades moves to second. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Frisch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blades scores. Topperser moves to third. It's 3-2, Cubs. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Frisch. The throw from Hartnett and he is out, Beck applying the tag. One out. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Bottomley hits a line drive towards third. Pick reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Southworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Southworth is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Southworth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Topperser scores. It's Cardinals, 3, Cubs, 3. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Southworth moves to second. Guy Bush now pitching. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. O'Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Southworth moves to third. Bell moves to second. Taylor Douthat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Douthat is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Douthat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adams fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Guy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haynes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Pick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pick is 0-for-2 in the game. Pick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adams moves to third. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Topperser misplays the ball. That's an error on Topperser. Adams scores. Pick moves to second. It's 4-3, Cubs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell can't make a play. That's a base hit. Pick moves to third. Webb moves to second. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Pick scores. Webb scores. Wilson moves to third. It's 6-3, Cubs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-3 in the game. Grimm hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Stevenson moves to third. It's 7-3, Cubs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Topperser fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Art Reinhardt pinch hits for Jesse Haynes. Art Reinhardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reinhardt strikes out. One out. Ray Blades is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blades is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Blades takes first base on ball 4. Spex Topperser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Topperser is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Topperser hits a line drive into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Frisch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blades moves to second. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Bottomley hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Cardinals 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Art Reinhardt now pitching. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Beck hits a fly ball into center field. Douthit settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Guy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frisch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Bell. Adams moves to second. Eddie Pick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pick hits a fly ball into left field. Blades settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Billy Southworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Southworth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Southworth hits a pop-up towards third. Pick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Bell reaches second base with a double. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Bell moves to third. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. O'Farrell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson who is chasing the ball. O'Farrell reaches third base with a triple. Bell scores. It's 7-4, Cubs. Taylor Douthat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Douthat is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Douthat hits a fly ball towards right. Webb catches it and throws to home to double up O'Farrell. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and St. Louis Cardinals, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.